This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
The Don and Mike Show.
Charles Barkley.
I love that quote.
Out of the mouths of tards comes the Don and Mike Show.
He was so angry, but so controlled angry.
Basketball time right now, NCAA time. Oh, send this one out to Michael Hughes. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Lest we forget.
Thing going. Just 1 second.
Lest we forget.
Just indulge for one moment.
I understand where you're going with this.
Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Let's get busy. Another one. Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Hello there. Hello there.
Now it's true. Sucks to be you.
Hello there.
I know. Sucks to be you.
Change me, mommy.
I'm a bastard, it's true.
Hey, take it easy. You're scaring me.
She hits me is what I did to you.
Oh, yes.
I'm a bastard, it's true.
I am a powerful radio executive by day,
and
male prostitute by night.
I know.
Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Yes?
I know.
By any chance, are you into wine enemas? Hello there. Money. Hey, I like it saucy, not dirty. Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
And I guess it's true.
Sucks to be you.
Oh, yes.
Sucks to be you.
Yes. Hello there. I'm a diaper enthusiast. Use the good powder. Have you no desitin?
Okay, we could go on.
Oh, I love that.
That's nice.
Good job.
I want to sing. La 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 la.
Seems a little out of key.
Hurry up, we're burning daylight. Hello there. Oh, yes. I find an enema clears my mind. Hello there. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Oh, yes.
Sucks to be you.
Let's get busy. Change me, mommy. You are a good whore. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, please.
Okay, well, that's...
I smell halibut.
I like that.
That's great.
The Michael Hughes mix.
Yeah.
And it sucks to be you.
See, if we get fired, we can go back to working at the Marriott Gaither, the Gaithersburg Marriott.
Yes, we can go down there and we can do the evening show at Raffles, too.
Dance mixes.
Remixes.
Right.
Well, sucks to be Michael Hughes. Sucks to be, I imagine by now, there are teams that have already been eliminated. I was going to say,
easily.
In the NCAAs. I don't know who it would suck to be. I know that, I think, is it Wichita State was playing?
Wasn't George Mason playing tonight?
Before I left the house.
One of the teams, I don't know if you know, all the games have been pushed back today because of a bomb scare at Cox Stadium.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So the games were delayed, but nothing was found. There was a suspicious package on a hot dog cart, but it's been removed and found to be harmless.
Well, now, not all of the games were postponed. It must be in that bracket because...
The four games scheduled for Cox Arena today.
Gotcha, because you just love saying Cox. It's COX, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And I know that GMU was supposed to be playing today. I know that George Mason was supposed to be playing today. North Carolina State, is that who it was? I think they were taking on. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Just a bunch of games on. Eight million games
did
on.
Did you log any time today with some of the games?
Yeah, of course I did. I'm like everybody. And I'll go home tonight and I'll watch it as well. Now, as you fill out your brackets, and it might be too late because the games have already started.
Yeah, well, we can help you along. But, I mean, it's we have not seen any results, so this still counts, right?
Right.
Right.
Picking on behalf of the entire Dynamite Brain Trust this year. Now, in previous years, we've had animals do this.
Right.
We've had Rob's daughter, Julia, do this. And this year, we are using Robert, who is 3 years old.
Your godson, my son. And this is, can we go back to using the monkey?
Did you have a bit of a tough time getting these picks out of your son?
It was not easy. It took 90 minutes. 90 minutes yielded 48 minutes of tape.
And we're not going to hear it to 48. We've got to cut way down to 48 minutes.
It is really pared down. And I don't know if you can tell. There are portions where I sound annoyed with him.
Well, listen to that. Mm-hmm.
So now, without further ado, get your brackets out.
Get ready to write them down.
Yeah. Let's hear what Robert Spiewak has to say. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
little ghost of the mind.
Yeah.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Sounds good. Joe Artinger taught him mic technique.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Robert.
Where are you going? Okay, come here. Let's talk. Come here.
Right away, right out of the zoo, say where you're going right away. He's already walking away.
He is spending so much time not where he needs to be.
Right? Okay.
It's constant.
You plug your headphones in.
We have to plug in our headphones?
Yeah.
Do you want to wear them?
Oh, yeah.
That's by talking into the microphone.
Hello.
What's your name?
Robert.
Robert what?
Robert me. Hello.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I like Batman. Die, my headphones come off.
Well, put them back on. We're doing a tape for the radio station.
I like the edits.
Yeah. No.
Do I have your permission to put your voice on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Yeah. Hi, Uncle Don.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Don.
You say hi to Uncle Mike?
Hi, Uncle Mike.
And can you say hi to Buzz?
Hi, Buzz.
How about Joe?
Hello, Joe.
Funny?
Yeah.
Are you excited to be here?
No.
Okay, sit down.
I'm getting tired.
You're getting tired? We haven't even started. Come here and have a seat. Robert, can you please come here?
Imagine this. You've only got 64 teams to pick.
I know. And he hasn't sat down yet.
We've not even gotten to the brackets yet.
No, that's just the first round, Don. Okay, Robert, if we do these picks, you can have a good snack, okay?
Football.
This isn't football. It's basketball.
Basketball.
Okay, have a seat here. Come have a seat. Come on and sit down. Come on. All right, you ready to do some picks now?
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me what your shirt says?
Bottom Spiewak.
It's Wadum Spiewak.
It doesn't say that. It says, vote for Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Do you have a Batman shirt, too?
Yeah, what does that say?
It says Batman. Sit down. Robert, hey. Okay, are you ready to give this another try?
Yeah.
Are you excited about this or bored?
Bored.
Yeah. Let's start with the first round. 64 teams, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, how many teams?
Football.
Basketball.
Basketball.
All right, Southern or Duke?
Duke.
George Washington or UNC Wilmington?
Wilmington.
Syracuse or Texas?
Texas.
Who?
Texas.
Good. LSU or Iona?
Iona.
West Virginia or South Illinois?
Illinois.
Northwestern or Iowa?
Iona.
Who?
Ida.
NC State or California?
California.
Penn or Texas?
Texas.
Robert, how do you think the picks are going so far?
Not good.
Robert, Oral Roberts or Memphis?
Memphis.
All right, come here.
I see
All right,
a pattern.
Robert, you can yell from over there if you want. Now, I know what you're going to say.
You're going to say he's going for the second one.
Right, but he doesn't always do it.
Okay, well,
it will surprise
that,
you.
Okay, then
sometimes.
It doesn't matter. No. What he does is what he does.
Knows Arkansas or Bucknell?
Bucknell.
Pittsburgh or Kent State?
Kent State.
He's across
I thought you'd
from
get him with
now.
Pittsburgh.
Come here. Come a little closer.
It's not like if you inflected.
I can't hear you.
Kent State.
Come here.
Kent State.
Come here.
Kent State.
Running. You got to be closer to me.
Kent State.
Come sit with me.
Kent State.
you sound.
I know
you're
picking
Kent State.
That's the
first sound of a little exasperation.
I know. Come sit with me.
Kent State.
Come
Kane,
Robert, please come here.
Oh, God. What was he saying over and over again?
Kent State.
Kent State.
Kent State.
Kent State. Kent
and he's
State.
Running back
Kent
and forth.
State.
You can hear
running
him doing
State.
It.
Kent
running
State.
Around the basement. And the one thing State. That I said is, yes, you can sit there, but you're going to have to yell your answers.
Okay.
Kansas or Bradley?
Bradley.
Okay. Indiana or San Diego State?
San Diego State.
Xavier or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Marquette or Alabama?
Babanga.
Who?
Babanga.
UCLA or Belmont?
Belmont.
Whatever you want, think Belmont.
Belmont.
So that's the Oakland bracket of the first.
What is this?
That's a walking stick.
Yeah.
Can you be careful and not hit me with it?
Yeah.
How do you think it's going, Robert?
Good.
Uh-huh. All right, Robert, let's do the Washington, D.C. bracket of the first round. You ready?
Let's.
Can you
All right, Robert.
Robert.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Robert.
You can see where this is headed. Now, that's the walking stick you bought in Philadelphia, the one with the brass handle.
Oh, the old one.
Yeah, at one point he's swinging it.
And that could put a hurt on you.
Yeah, but, you know, if he's picking and swinging, I'll duck and keep recording.
And he does eventually come to a Final Four and a national champion.
Oh, he tells you who's going to win.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he doesn't always pick the second team.
No, as a matter of fact, his key pick is a reverse on
okay, that. Okay, very good.
When do we get to the edit?
Sit up here.
He's
shooting
right,
me with a walking stick. Connecticut or Albany?
Albany.
Make that sound again. What sound was that?
A batarang.
A batarang.
Kentucky or UAB?
Albany. That was.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You just fell down.
No.
Come here.
I'm just being silly.
Why are you being silly?
I'm not.
You just said you were. Washington or Utah State?
There you go. There's, a
There's the understanding parent.
I'm just being silly.
You just said you were.
You just said
Robert,
you were.
Robert,
come here.
Robert,
come here.
UAB or UCLA? I'm just being silly.
Yes, you are. No, you're not. Robert.
I think that was Utah State. Illinois or Air Force?
Air Force.
Come sit here. Michigan State or George Mason?
George Mason.
Can you say hi to Flagel?
Hi, Flagel.
Come here, Robert. I need you to come here. Robert, come over here. Come here, buddy. Come
buddy.
Here. You're not much like your sister, are you?
Yeah.
Julia used to sit very still when she'd do
this. Oh, no.
North
no,
Carolina
there's some
or
good
Murray
parenting
State.
Right there.
Carolina. Lina.
Like your Aunt Lina?
Yeah.
You like her?
Yeah. And like and about Susan Julia's friend.
Well, Susan is your cousin, too.
Yeah. Susan and Julia won't get England to win. And they're for girls yet. And for girls, time to go in.
I spend a lot of time with this kid. He's my godson. I can't tell you how many times I just sit there and go,
That was a moment like that where we're all kind of going, what the hell is he talking about?
I backsell it so you understand what he's saying.
I understand. Right.
So when Susan comes over to play with Julia, they don't let you come in the room?
Yeah, but a lot of times I'd come in the room.
And go in anyway?
Yeah.
Good for you. Seton Hall or Wichita State?
Seton Hall.
Buzz will be happy you picked that.
Yeah.
Run over here. I got an important question for you. Come on back. Careful with that stick. Tennessee or Winthrop?
Winthrop.
All right, come here. Robert, are you focused?
No.
All right, that concludes the Washington, D.C. bracket of the first round. Let's go to the Minneapolis bracket. What do you say?
Okay.
All right, turn around and face me. Monmouth, Hampton, or Villanova?
Villanova. Villanova mean?
What?
Yoda.
Yoda?
Sounds like Yoda?
Yeah.
Yoda. What does Yoda say?
He likes Star Wars.
He's doing Yoda.
Great Jedi.
Good job.
Okay, come here a second. All right, come sit on your chair. Arizona or Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Is he a brave Jedi?
Nevada or Montana?
Montana.
Boston College or Pacific?
Pacific.
Oklahoma or Wisconsin-Milwaukee?
Milwaukee.
Florida or South Alabama?
Alabama.
North Iowa or Georgetown?
Georgetown.
Is that a hometown favorite?
Yeah.
You ever been to Georgetown?
No.
He's right, you know. Ohio State or Davidson?
Davidson.
Are you yawning?
No. And it's getting tired.
Why are you tired?
It's being worked to death.
Under one and two.
We have to pick one, two, three, four more rounds.
He wouldn't be so tired if he just stayed put.
We have to pick four. We have to pick four more rounds, and you're
right,
going
go.
To
Ready?
Do it.
For the second round, let's go to the Atlanta bracket. UNC or Duke?
Oh, we'll have Robert's brackets on our website.
Right.
So guaranteed you
can,
winners.
So you can follow. Follow along.
You ever seen Robert on Sunday mornings on ESPN?
Got the house on it.
Texas A&M or Iona?
Iona.
South Illinois or Iowa?
Illinois.
California or Texas?
Texas. Texas, Daddy.
Got it.
Texas.
Bucknell or Memphis?
Texas.
Not Texas, Memphis.
Texas.
Bucknell or Memphis?
Texas.
Not one of the choices.
Texas.
Hey, Robert.
What?
Texas.
No, not Texas.
Bucknell or Memphis?
Texas.
It's not one of the choices.
Texas.
You think you're pretty funny.
Yeah.
Memphis or Bucknell?
Texas.
No!
Texas.
Oh, dear.
Memphis or Bucknell?
Texas.
Memphis or Bucknell?
Texas.
What? All right, you. Come on. Let's get this done.
Now we better record that to Uncle Don.
Record what?
The same text that's in
he wants to make Uncle Don laugh.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
Is it a good bit?
Yeah.
Say, it's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
It's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
Let's get back.
But it was his idea. He said,
it was
that's
his riff.
Funny. He said,
you were,
funny.
And you were riffing with him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a good bit. Make sure Don hears that.
Texas. Texas. Texas.
He likes
Texas,
it.
Texas.
And the more Rob got mad, the more he had fun with it.
And how did you just get him to say that, like, it's gold, Jerry? This kid.
Back to the task at hand.
Texas.
Okay. Memphis or Bucknell?
Texas.
Oh, dear.
Robert, I know it's funny, but we need to get back to the picks because a lot of degenerate gamblers are hanging on your every word, okay?
Okay.
Memphis or Bucknell?
Bucknell.
Kent State or Bradley?
Bowie.
San Diego State or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Alabama or Belmont?
Alabama.
What? Oh, I didn't understand you. Belmont or Alabama?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay, but I wasn't clear. Did you want Alabama or Belmont?
Belmont.
Oh.
We can change that.
We changed.
All right,
okay.
Let's move on to the Washington bracket and the second round. Albany or UAB?
UABB.
UAB?
Yeah.
Utah or Air Force?
Air Force. I just said how tall I am.
You're very tall because you're standing on your chair now.
Yeah. Like a bar now.
You're smaller because you sat down?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
Texas.
Yeah, I know that. Very funny.
North Carolina or George Mason?
George Mason.
Say hi, Flagel.
Hi, Flagel.
Winthrop or Wichita State?
Memphis.
You mean Winthrop?
Yeah.
Sounds like a batarang to me. Wisconsin or Villanova?
Wisconsin.
Montana or Pacific?
Pacific.
I think that was Pacific.
Yeah.
Come back here.
I don't want to.
Thanks for coming back. Are you glad to be back?
That was the best edit yet. That was the best peaceful family edit I've heard. Come back here. I don't want to. Thanks for coming. And then you hear that edit. Click. Thanks for coming back here. All is well.
I don't want to.
We're missing like a half an hour of discipline in there.
That's the part I want to hear.
I don't want to.
It's on the box set.
I don't. Thanks so much for being so cooperative.
I mean, I'm Bam.
He just threw another Texas in.
He's, you know, it's recall comedy.
Loves that.
Davidson or Georgetown?
Davidson.
Davidtown. I think that's Davidson.
All right, well, then we have one more bracket, I think, and then we're going to get to the national champion here, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Get ready, because this is when he's going to look into his little crystal ball.
Right.
Swami.
And tell us what's going on.
This is his lock of the week. Mm-hmm.
Robert?
What?
Let's do the regionals.
Okay.
Iona or Duke?
Duke.
South Illinois or Texas?
Texas.
Okay, come here, sit down. Robert, can you come back? Please come back. Sit on the chair, buddy.
All right, moving on to the Oakland Division, the regionals. Bucknell.
Again, edit.
Robert, big edits.
Robert, would you come back? Robert, come back.
Okay, we're back. Then it's just like, Robert, I want... Thanks for coming back, buddy.
It's only a four-hour show.
Al or Bradley? Sit down, please.
Bradley.
Belmont or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
All right, over to the regionals in Washington, D.C. UAB or Air Force?
I am.
Air Force.
Winthrop or George Mason?
George Mason.
Say hi to Flagel.
Hi, Fagel.
Robert, please come back. We got to come back here. We're almost done.
All right, the Minneapolis Regionals, Wisconsin or Pacific?
Pacific.
South Alabama or Davidson?
Davidson.
All right, Robert, we've reached the Elite Eight. Is that exciting?
Yeah.
You sound so at the end of your rope.
You do. And the edits are fantastic. It's like... Robert, come back here.
Okay, thank you for coming back.
That is great.
This really was, I mean, I love him, but this was trying. This really was very
well,
different.
Listen to him. He's saying he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. It's against his will.
You know, I'm not sure why we did it, because I didn't want to do it either after a while.
Duke, Texas, Bradley, Gonzaga, Air Force, George Mason, Pacific, and Davidson. How do you feel about those?
Texas.
I know you like Texas. All right, Texas or Duke?
Texas.
Bradley or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Air Force or George Mason?
George Mason. Daddy, I didn't say nothing to my mouth.
Okay. Robert's final four.
He didn't do nothing?
He didn't say nothing with his mouth.
Didn't say nothing. He didn't have him say hi to Flagel again.
We'll get to that.
Texas, Gonzaga, George Mason, Davidson. I'm sure odds makers all across the country agree with you. What do you think?
Good.
Thank you. Texas or no, let me give you the choice. Texas.
He likes
Texas.
Or Gonzaga.
Texas.
Davidson or George Mason?
Davidson.
What'd you say?
Davidson.
Why are you whispering?
Davidson. I'm sorry, Davidson.
Why are you whispering?
Davidson.
Do you want to say you're sorry to Flagel?
Sorry, Flagel.
All right, Robert. Get up off the floor. Come here, buddy. Robert, before we make our final pick, do you have anything you want to say?
Bye-bye.
Don't say bye-bye before we make the pick.
Bye-bye.
It all comes down to this, Robert. The national championship.
Edit.
Texas and Davidson. Uh-huh. Who wins, Texas or Davidson?
Texas!
Why do you say Texas?
I don't know.
Hey, buddy, pull your shirt down.
I don't know.
Fix your shirt. Hey, Robert, come here. You ready to say bye-bye?
Is it done?
Yes, we're done.
Bye-bye.
Hold it. You have to do your sign-off.
Oh. For the Don and Mike Show, I'm Robert Pewak. Signing off.
Good job, buddy. I love you.
I love you.
You got a kiss for me? Mwah. Do you want to do this again next year?
No.
Maybe we'll go back to your sister.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bravo. That was great. Bravo. Those edits, my favorite would be the ones where you'd be like, Robert,
Thanks for coming back,
so
Robert.
He's got Texas.
Texas winning all the way.
Texas winning all the way.
The final will be Davidson and Texas.
Like it is every year.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
That'll be quite an upset.
He's very strong.
Now, come on. You say that because she's smart.
No, he is.
Your daughter is smart.
He's a fantastic kid. I love him so much. But, God, I don't want to have to record him for a good while.
Come on. He knew Texas.
Yeah, he did like Texas.
He's a winning bit.
Yeah, he knew it was funny.
And they, what are they seeded this year? They got a pretty good team, don't they, Texas? There's a chance. I guess with any team in the NCAAs, there's a chance.
Any given Thursday.
Right? All right. So thank you to Robert the Third.
Yes.
Thank you to you, Rob.
He's a good boy.
He's a nice boy.
He's a Robert Spiewer.
And now here we go. Let's get the chance for you, the home listener, to win some stuff.
Good.
Yeah. What are we giving away? Oh, we've got the online accounts with the deep discount CD. We've got the leather jackets to give away from Coleman Power Sports, wherethepowerIs.com. We have Soprano stuff from the HBO.
Right. That sounds like. Hey, what are you watching? I'm watching the HBO.
Here's the deal. We're going to have a guy on the phone, one of these dumb interviews,
mm-hmm.
where the guy is, the setup is cell phones are killing ghosts.
He's a British paranormalist, Don.
Okay, so
he says that cell phones are like eliminating ghosts from their
cell phones are killing ghosts.
Wow.
This is where you, the home listener, get to call and play. Now, this is not going to be how about that?
You're not going to be in that something?
Isn't that something? It's not going to be I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be I'll be a horse's ass.
Right.
Wow. When you call the guy and you're on the phone with him, here's the phrase that pays today.
Okay.
No effing way.
And you have to use the letter.
Yes, you have to say it just like that.
E-F-F-I-N-G.
For instance, Mike, I will be the ghost guy.
Okay.
And you be one of our callers.
All right, very good.
Hello.
Is this a ghost guy?
Yes, this is the ghost guy.
No effing way.
No, it's really me. Hello.
Why is worried about cell phones killing ghosts?
I'm still trying to figure out exactly what this accent is.
No effing way.
It's kind of Cary Grant.
Hey, do you believe in ghosts?
I do not crank.
No effing way. But you get the idea.
You get the idea.
That's how it works.
When you engage him, I mean, you keep him in conversation. We'll put 60 seconds on the TikTok clock.
Right.
And then the person that gets in the most no effing ways will win one of these prizes that I just read the slug for.
And nice. I think that there's potential for some big numbers with this game.
Absolutely.
I think really you can really weave that into the conversation very well. And please be on your best behavior and mind your P's and Q's here, because this is one that I think really you could easily have a Freudian slip on.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's...
I know we've done it over the years.
Don't
F up. Yeah.
Speak for yourself. Would you please? My record, like my underpants, spotless.
Spotless. That's right, Lisa Bonet.
Spotless. That was pre-delay, Mike.
That was pre-delay. That's
right. That was pre-delay.
That's right. That's
and that
true.
Show was effing boring.
It was bad.
It was.
Super.
Super effing boring.
That's right.
Okay, so it's the guy, it's the cell phone guy, right. There's ghosts the ghost. In the phone, mm-hmm. and no effing way.
No effing way.
We'll get at least six or seven callers on the air, so you got a chance to win. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.